Muslims the world over are celebrating Eid al-Adha, the feast of sacrifice which reunites them. This reunion manifests itself in the annual pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca, where over 2 million Muslims gather to perform the prescribed religious rites ordained by Allah. And on this auspicious occasion to celebrate Eid al-Adha today, Radio Ghana finds out from an Islamic scholar the significance of the day. And we've been joined on the line by the Greater Accra Regional Director of Islamic Education, Sheikh Arimiyao Shaibu, to tell us more. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and Eid Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Can you please explain to us the significance of Eid Mubarak?
Thank you very much. Let me take this opportunity to wish Muslims in this country and the world over a very happy Eid al-Adha. And Eid Mubarak, and wishing our country also here a very peaceful existence. Eid al-Adha is the feast of sacrifice which is undertaken by Muslims the world over on the 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah. Dhul-Hijjah is the 12th month of the Muslim calendar. It is celebrated in commemoration of the sacrifice which Abraham undertook at a time when God commanded him to sacrifice his son, which in the Islamic rendition of the story is Ishmael, as a demonstration of his submission to the will of God. This attempted human sacrifice was averted when Allah saw the sincerity of Abraham, and so therefore brought him a ram from the heavens to be slaughtered. Once this one is a representation of the principle of sacrifice, also done to demonstrate submission to God, it has become the tradition of Muslims left by Abraham to be a legacy for all those who worship God to be undertaken. And this has been inherited by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which he has also left for Muslims to reenact every season and every year in our lives. As a principle, Muslims are expected to give life to this symbol, internalize the principle of submission to God and sacrifice to humanity in everything that we do in life. So today is a day, it's a great day for all of us as Muslims. We use it as an occasion to give thanks to God, magnify his name, extol him, adore him for everything that he has done for us, and thank him abundantly for guiding us, keeping us alive, and maintaining us in faith to this time. So you realize that when we meet, we sing a mantra of magnification of God's name. We say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Wallahi alhamd, which means Allah is most great. Allah is most great, Allah is most great. There is no one worthy of worship except him alone. Allah is most great, unto him belong all thanks and praises and dominion, and he has power over everything. And this is the mantra that we sing even as we leave our homes to the prayer grounds and then wait for the imam to come and say the prayer behind whom we all pray. After the prayer, then the imam sets the example of the sacrifice for all to witness. And then following that, everyone who has intention and he can afford also goes back home and then engage in the sacrifice. Well, sacrifice for us as a principle is so important, and it's something that we want Muslims to keep alive. To sacrifice is to show love. To sacrifice is to be sincere in your dedication. To sacrifice is to lose and dispossess yourself in order that others may have. To sacrifice is the grounds on which you'll be able to touch other people's life, give hope to the hopeless, and bring relief to the overburdened. And I think that is the reason why today we are celebrating.
Well, Sheikh, finally, what message do you have for Muslims and non-Muslims alike?
Yes, it's so significant. For example, if you look at the aspect of the sacrifice, the animal that we sacrifice, it's supposed to be divided into three portions. One portion to be consumed by the family. The other portion also to be shared among people of with whom we share neighborhood. And there's no discrimination in this neighborhood between a Muslim and a Christian. And then the other third part of it is given out as charity to the needy. And that is why we are saying that it's a period for us to stretch our hands of love to everyone who stays around us and who is prepared also to partake in our celebration.
Very well, Sheikh, we want to thank you very much for this exposé on the Eid Mubarak. That was Sheikh Aremiyao Shaibu. He is the Greater Accra Regional Director of Islamic Education.